previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Major coal miner Seriti Resources says it plans to cut as many as 1,100 jobs. It says that's because as it's currently structured, its operations are not sustainable. Seriti is a major supplier of thermal coal to Eskom, operating six large-scale open-cast mines. According to the company, these have been negatively affected by Transnet's underperformance and general market volatility. In reaction, the National Union of Mine Workers says the proposed retrenchments are what it calls a declaration of war. Business Day reports that it intends to mobilise members, what it calls the mother of all strikes against Seriti's plan. On the markets, it's very much all eyes today on the US Fed in Washington, where Chair Jay Powell will shortly announce his decision on interest rates. He's expected to cut, but the big question is by how much. Will it be a standard quarter-point drop, or will Powell go big with 0.5%? Well, the market has moved very decisively in favour of a 0.5% drop, and there are some very big bets to that effect, most of which have been placed this week. Tomorrow, it's our turn, along with the Bank of England. The bet here is for a drop of 0.25%, and the JSE seems to be pricing that in. The All-Share Index up 1.25% at the bell last evening, the top 40 much the same. London's FTSE up 0.4%, but on Wall Street, activity was subdued. The Dow, the S&P 500 both ending flat, the Nasdaq up but only 0.2%. Tokyo this morning up 0.7%, Hong Kong closed for a holiday, Sydney flat. US dollar unchanged at 1.11 to the euro, the rand creeping firmer, 17.59 to the dollar, 19.57 to the euro, 23.15 to sterling. That is the rand at its best level in 14 months, also tracking those predictions of a big interest rate cut in the US. And helping things along, an improvement in sentiment with regard to the government of national unity. So will it stay at these levels? Well, that, according to one expert quoted by News 24 Business, will depend on whether the overall economy can start growing at a faster rate. Gold this morning at 2,575, platinum 981, Bitcoin just under 60,600, and Brent crude oil just over $73.30 a barrel. And finally, on the subject of oil, the AA says we're in for another significant drop in the price of petrol and diesel at the beginning of next month. As things stand at the moment, petrol should come down by between R1.18 and R1.26, diesel expected to drop by R1.10 a litre. Yes, please.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.